All right. So I'm going to talk a little bit about accelerating AI RAN and ISAC R&D and standardization from a perspective of Okudu, which is a new effort that we are heavily involved in. So I'll dive in. So I think one of the main points of motivations here is that, for 6G to be impactful and to do novel things and to introduce new value that's going to make 6G differentiated, we really need to develop these new use cases that are valuable and prove them in the real world, in real world systems. So we have to trial them. We're not going to get there just through simple papers and simulations anymore. AI RAN needs real world testing with high dimensional data that you can't always simulate very easily. And so Okudu tries to help enable this, I think largely as a pre-standardization thing, but then also as a tool that can be used in commercial deployment after standardization. And so Okudu is really this open core. So it's the core of a stack in the DU and CU that can be used to build all kinds of new capabilities. DoD FutureG has really funded and accelerated the Okudu project. And they've done this because they want custom use cases and applications on their stack. And they want kind of an open enough stack that they can build customized use cases and add them on and have interoperable kind of, new functions and features and apps that they can use on top of this interoperably. And so doing this on open source is one way to make sure that those APIs are stable enough that this can happen. This is also, it needs to be efficient. So obviously having very efficient implementations of the physical layer and the stack are critical, especially when you're looking at AI RAN and some of the physical layer AI pieces. It's super critical that the PHY and these AI RAN functions be kind of interwoven in some sort of accelerated substrate, whether it's DSP or GPU or Intel. This is really critical. And then really the hope is that this creates an accelerated kind of loop from research to implementation to proof points and data and into standardization. So I think this is hopefully really enabling the faster pre-standards work. I'll skip over that. So, all right. So Okudu is trying to be this very vendor neutral platform in the model of Linux, being basically the Linux of RAN, which is vendor neutral in terms of who is running it and governing it, trying to make it kind of a fairly governed platform, and as well as not biasing one hardware platform or the other, trying to kind of fairly support many different hardware platforms. It's right now there's as mentioned before, FutureG has tried to really accelerate the development of many of these Addis MVP features to catch it up to be really a more competitive commercial grade stack that can serve all of the modern features that you want out of a release 17 or later kind of release. And really the hope is, we can really start as a community rapidly prototyping, what 6G could be in code and in source code and in open implementations, open or closed, but interoperably with enough open core code as a platform and having this be kind of the pre-standards platform for that. Right. So I think there's a lot of exciting use cases in AI RAN, ISAC being one of the most central and kind of the core topic here today, but others looking at kind of neural receivers, AI native air interfaces, kind of AI and ML used for positioning, for scheduling, for many different functions in the stack. And so really this is one platform that I think hopefully can be used broadly. It's built on all of the great things that OpenRAN has done that have enabled this. But now I think this can be used as a platform across both ORAN and AI RAN to test out these use cases interoperably. Let's skip over that. So these are just some examples. When you look at acceleration, obviously to deploy AI, woven into the PHY, specifically some of the kind of L1 type applications, acceleration is critical. And so these are just looking at, if you look at low cost GPUs as one platform, although both Intel ARM GPU are all supported here. You can see significant speed ups on these accelerated platforms. There are many accelerators. This is kind of a first one that's being looked at, but I think there's certainly many platforms, and this is not beholden to any one of them. But this is critical because if you look at, there's been this discussion of dApps in Open RAN Alliance so far. I know there's been several proposals from NVIDIA and from Northeastern to try to move these interoperable apps and functions lower down in the stack into the physical layer and in the L1. And I know that so far, you know, we've talked about these E3-based dApps that kind of live under this 10 millisecond time scale of the XApp. But, you know, I think we're starting to think even more about if you want to do these dApp type functions in line, in like the inline PHY processing, you really need to start going down to these kind of inline or near inline type dApps that are even lower in like the 50 microsecond or sub 500 microsecond timescales. And so this is really hard to just standardize off the bat and just discuss in a standardization context. I think you really need to have prototypes of it. You need to have interoperable testing of it between multiple parties. And then I think eventually you can converge on something that's proven out in measurement and testing between multiple parties that you can agree on standardizing those sorts of interfaces and APIs. So Okudu really is focusing on, you know, let's look at this in software. Let's come to some consensus in pre-standardization, and then let's come back to ORAN and hopefully we can standardize this officially at some point if there's sufficient support. So these are just some examples. Certainly the key areas that the DeepSig has been working on have long been wanting to have a dApp to put them in. You know, we've came wanting to look at core use cases for AI in the physical layer, but with no clear way to put these into stacks that are out there. And so, you know, these are two examples. One is looking at the neural receiver for the push uplink processing in a typical stack. And the other is looking at kind of spectrum sensing to do things like drone detection from passive emissions and localization of those drones. You know, these are both kind of critical use cases, but they're both ones that have to touch directly the IQ data in the L1 or the channel estimates and pilots estimates in the L1. So these are super low latency, super data intensive things that you really can't pull out into an XApp or an RApp. You know, they're kind of dApp native applications. And I think there are some really, really exciting applications in that class that we need to open up more. And hopefully this can be an instrument to help do that. So these are some examples. This is actually Okudu running on a tiny DGX Spark GPU that's very, you know, small form factor, running a simple over-the-air configuration with a commercial UE and a release 17. And what this is showing is that, okay, we can take the full open source RHEL 17 stack. We can run the full L1 accelerated on the GPU within the Spark. And then we can start to build some sorts of interfaces for, you know, how does a neural receiver plug into this? What would those dApp interfaces need to look like to support that performance? What would the interfaces need to look like for a two-sided learning model, where if you're looking at an AI native air interface where an ML model runs on the UE and the GNode B jointly to try to learn a new modulation, whether it's optimized for things like delay Doppler specificity for ISAC or just for spectral efficiency for communications, you know, it gives you the flexibility there, or for ISAC data paths and actually, you know, doing the direct ISAC processing. So this is kind of an example showing these running simultaneously plugged into the GPU processing there on this stack. And then these are other examples where these are being fielded on other stacks like Intel FlexRAN, and then being validated also with Viavi and the TM500 using a WNC radio that we did last week. So just some use cases on Okudu so far. Yeah, this is an example of, you know, this is a RHEL 20 study item that's ongoing in 3GPP right now towards constellation shaping. And can we come up with these non-rectangular constellations that outperform, you know, the rectangular systems we do today? And this is something where we need heavy validation. We need better data from trials, from deployments to support standardization, whether it's within OpenRAN or 3GPP. And I think this is a platform that can help do that through kind of open APIs, whether they're not, you know, pre-standardization. And then for ISAC, also, you know, one of the key goals here in our efforts with Okudu is to open up the data access APIs so that all of these L1 data sources, whether it's IQ data, whether it's channel impulse responses, channel estimates, or SRS raw estimates coming up, all of these things need interfaces for data collection. So that, you know, for all of these projects, we can easily do data collection, we can do module insertion if we want to put different AI processing algorithms in. And so this is one example where we're trying to build kind of a reference design for, in this case, the UETRP ISAC use case, where, you know, I think we saw in the T-Mobile talk earlier, you know, we really have this desire for people to try out lots of different use cases for ISAC, like try it for all kinds of crazy applications, you know, tune the algorithms and the processing style in different ways. And I think the problem right now is just getting started in ISAC, you know, for a university or for many places is a large barrier to entry. And so one of the hopes here is that, you know, by having kind of a reference design for like a simple ISAC capability, we can start to figure out all of these different use cases, what works, what has market value or potential, what could drive value in the market. Like, and so people can focus spending their time on differentiation and trying new things rather than kind of rebuilding this foundation and the open core. And so hopefully this is kind of a key enabler there, right? So yeah, so these are kind of some of the things. And I think, you know, Okudu is explicitly not, you know, I think something that could be heavily relies on OpenRAN and hopefully can be the basis for many contributions in the future, and is also the basis for several work items in AI RAN Alliance. I think this is all very synergistic and mutually beneficial. But so these are kind of some of the main efforts looking at reference designs. So if we think about all the AI RAN use cases that we want to build on these stacks, we really need to test and figure out interfaces that work at these stringent performance requirements. We also need benchmarks. So there's kind of been a crisis of reproducibility and comparability in AI RAN, and the problem of, you know, how do I compare all of these neural receivers, or how do I fairly compare constellation learning? And so this is another place where within Okudu, we're trying to put out these kind of open source benchmarks for several kind of key AI RAN use cases. And then ISAC is certainly another one where, you know, how can we define like performance tests openly enough that they can be easily recreated by anyone and compared? Right now, it's really hard to simulate these scenarios. And so hopefully this can be another place where we have open tools to help enable this. And then for prototyping, you know, I think we need to try out all of the things we want to be in 6G. We need to get them further along and prove the maturity and have a little bit more interoperability in software before we can all really agree on what needs to be standardized. Like, you know, certainly in the ISAC standardization we just saw, I mean, we're still considering standardizing like, you know, a dozen different modes. And there's not consensus on a lot of the assumptions and simulation and system parameters. And I think we really need to like mature things in this sort of software world much quicker, hopefully, before we're really ready to nail down some of these standards. So I think these are kind of the main areas. Hopefully Okudu can really help people prototype and figure out, you know, for questioning, like, what are the actual data interfaces we need? What are the ways we could implement this to meet all of the performance requirements we need to deploy these? You know, how can we really reproducibly and robustly benchmark and compare these sorts of capabilities? And then finally helping to, you know, contribute the data and the supporting, you know, APIs and tests into the standardization, and then ultimately implementing those standards in an open way so that they can be easily used. Right. So these are kind of parallel activities. You know, Okudu has its own body in the technical steering committee that's really focused just on software development, building capabilities and getting them out there and having a software ecosystem. I think this aligns heavily with both of the both alliances in helping enable their goals. And so I think all of these are very synergistic, but certainly Okudu is just focused on the software side of things and moving at the speed of software. You know, we look at how fast AI moves in the natural language and the vision space, and we need that in our industry too. Like, we need to move at the speed of software and then standardize what is stable. And so this is certainly one of the goals here. So I guess in conclusion, I mean, Okudu is really trying to be this open core to help enable ISAC prototyping, you know, early deployment, test, field test, you know, without having to rebuild all of this from scratch and without having access to many of the tier one stacks that very few people do. Trying to provide this kind of real-time substrate that lets you put these AI apps into the real-time physical layer, and then helping to make this measurable, reproducible, and generate the data we need to be able to prove the value of these different use cases. And so, yeah, thank you.
Actually, I'm slightly confused in your presentation, because you talk about Okudu AI and Alliance and some of the DApp. And so my first question is that, is Okudu promoting DApp or E3 interface? Because you mentioned a couple of times, you know, like a standardizing, you know, DApp and the API. So, I mean, the Okudu, you know, my understanding is that they are developing OpenCU and OpenDU and some, you know, like AI and related, you know, the platform related, you know, open source. So, and the DApp and the, you know, if you think about what does DApp do, I mean, it is opening API of DU side, and it has nothing to do with, you know, the open source. So, I mean, that part actually, I'm not very clear.
Yeah, so exactly. So, I mean, Okudu is a software project. It is first and foremost implementing the existing OpenRAN and 3GPP standards. But I think, you know, DApp has not been standardized. So a piece of Okudu is also kind of exploratory. It's like, how can we, you know, test out different ideas for how DApps could work in a software realm? Because it's not a standards organization. It's not going to define standards. But it does have certain software APIs internally. And I guess, you know, we can try things like try the proposed E3 methods for DApps, you know, try other methods, you know, figure out what really meets the performance requirements to make this stuff competitive. But, you know, it's not a standards body. I mean, it's a software implementation, and hopefully it can help generate the evidence and the testing to support the standardization.
Okay, so it means that on top of ORAN and 3GPP standard and Okudu, so are you representing Okudu here today or DeepSeek?
I think a little bit of both. You know, I think Okudu is the platform that DeepSeek is using heavily to try to bring its capabilities, you know, to prove them in the world, to make, you know, certainly there's a lot of DApps that people would like to be building, but they don't have the DApp standard and they don't have stacks to do this on, right? And so, you know, Okudu is kind of a playground as a reference stack where, you know, it is being hardened very much and very heavily, and features are growing. But there's also kind of a research end of it where, you know, let's prototype where this could go. Like if we adopt DApps or things that could be in 6G, use this as a software prototyping platform to build these out and mature them in a software sense before we go back and debate the standardization.